and they see that, it makes me realize really truly is living.
Yeah.
So I rejoice in that.
Yeah, good. You should. Yeah. You should. I wish the whole family
that,
was like
that
this.
God, as you were sharing that, and I was just thinking and meditating, just thinking, and that God doesn't see the outward of us, none of us, but He sees His light that's in us, that's His light that shines, and that's what He's looking at, that's what the Father's looking at, His Son in us, and you know, I was just, you know, wonder, just sharing the gospel, and I was just thinking about my kids. You know, I'm just grateful to God for that, what He's done in each one. And I pray that that my grandkids, so they will also know. You said it took 20 years to see that that was death and it was never life. Something to see.
I think something we, you and I shared in the apartment when we were talking, and you know, and it's funny. I think my mom is, you know, we look at her mom and she's like this cornerstone as far as like she's always honest, like, how are you doing, Lord? How are you doing, Lord? And you know, she's really strong on like, make sure you're making time. Are you making time? Are you spending time with the Lord? And you know, I know sometimes we can be like, yes, Mom, yes. And, you know. But kind of what we talked about earlier, and it, I just kind of, I see it in the way where my mom's not saying it in a religious way. Like, are you, but you better be praying. You better be, like, not in that way, but, because we talked about, just basically, like, okay, I kind of want to read that, but Lot, even though his eyes were on death, he was still in the camp, and his back was towards, but he was in the camp. He was in where the truth was. Regardless of what he was looking at, he was still there. And it wasn't so much that it wasn't an issue of Lot being out of it and him having to come into it.
Yes,
he was in it already. And the issue wasn't that he had to do something again. The issue was the view was. And it what needed to be worked on for Lot. I mean, I don't really know the story too much about him, or, but just kind of what you were sharing, I feel like the only thing that needed to be done was a turning of where he was already, not something he needed to be in or do to be in. He was already there. It's just a turning. And, you know, you said something too that made me like, for me at least, I think, okay, where do I want to see the Lord coming out? Where do I want to see it's Christ's life coming out? And for me, it's my addiction. It's whatever I, you know, my thing that I deal with. It's in that. I want to see the Lord in that. Because if I see it in there, oh man, God is real. God is doing something in that. See? It's no, I'm not doing it anymore. You see why? Because it's Christ. You know, it's, I'm seeing the Lord. But that's not it. The seeing the Lord in that situation that I consider bad is not the, oh, okay, got it. That's it. Bam, it's done. Like, praise God. You know, you see all these kind of testimonies, like, oh, you know, I was free from this, you know, but it's like we're trying to see this thing that we cannot see with the natural eye. in our situation. You know, I believe that God, of course, can move in those situations and break those chains and do those things. Of course, I think it needs those things need to happen. But the issue is, and it's always going to be, just like you said, we are always blind, but yet we see. We are always deaf, but we always hear. It's like this, like, it's almost a little frustrating.
What side do you want
to
be on?
Yeah, it's like, it's a little frustrating to know. It's like, well, you're always going to be blind, but you are always going to hear. And it's, yeah, what do you want us, what are you going to believe? Are you going to believe that you always hear regardless of you being blind? Or are you always going to say, well, I'm blind, so I'm just going to stick with that. And it's an issue of just like, There is this life that we always knew, which was death. That's all we know. It's just what naturally comes out. It's always what we're always gonna, our initial reaction, at least for myself, I could say, is never the Lord in any situation. It's never, bam, it's the Lord comes down, and it's like clockwork. No, like clockwork is the natural death. And then you kind of step, oh, it is the Lord. Okay, you know, then you kind of do that. But there is a life that we are constantly seeing that we're in, but we're not there. We're here in a life that lacks nothing, that's perfect, that has everything in the, you know, everything that I am not is here. But in reality, this is where I am.
Yes.
It's just a fact of an ignorance and a not understanding of where I am. And again, to go back to what my mom said, it's like, how are we going to know this new life if we do not pursue it in whatever, like we said, whatever we think it is, whether it's praying for 5 minutes, but what, you know, not, it's not necessarily the doing. And I think when we talked, I realized that it's not necessarily the thing that we do. And I remember talking to you, it's like, I feel like there is, not in a religious way, but there is something to be done if we are wanting to know this life. It's so natural for us to know this life because it's all we know. We don't need to do anything to know this because that's all we know. But it could be the same way.
Exactly.
There's something we have to do because this is all we know.
That's all that's there.
That's all, yeah.
Let me mention this too, because we were talking about it, it may clarify just for everyone else. I was talking about the time when I was in Bible school, and I began hearing the gospel, and it's like, what would happen is I would hear the testimony, it would go like this, and it was almost like if I was walking in it, and it's like, wow, yeah. Yeah, and everything became really clear. And it's like, oh yes, this is perfectly clear now. And really what was happening is that there was an environment created from the classes and the services and the times of worship in my heart to be directed onto the truth. And so, but then all of a sudden it was just kind of waning. You know, and then go again, and then just kind of wane, almost like the glory on Moses' face. The testimony was fading. The glory that was on his face was fading, because it was with purpose to behold the glory that does not fade. And I was mentioning to Raymond that I got to a point where it was like, I don't know about anyone else, but when I left college, I had nothing. I mean, I was born again my second year in college. I had nothing to live for anymore. As far as like all my plans, all my hopes, all my dot, dot, dot. It's like, I've got nothing left of what was. All I've got is the Lord. And I was like, I gotta know this to the fullest. So if someone said, hey, okay, Jimmy, well, you need to do this, then I took it and ran with it. I was not going to be a punch in and punch out believer, clock in, clock out believer. If this is the truth, I'm gonna run it to its fullest. And so, again, hearing this gospel, I began realizing, oh my gosh, this is like light to me. And so what I would end up doing is basically like this, and I said it this way, each one of us knows what it takes. Each one of us knows what it takes. While I was in Bible school, living on campus, going through all the classes, doing all of my homework, doing all the services, doing all the work days on the weekend, I mean, this is just me, and I'm not exalting myself or anything. If you take any step towards the Lord, that's the Lord's ability in you. No man can rejoice in his walk with the Lord. Come on. El Shaddai tells, you are no longer, I am, he appears to Abram, I am El Shaddai. Walk before me, before my face, be thou perfect. But he says, I am El Shaddai. The ability to walk before my face is me, not you, me. Your perfection will be found in me, not you, me. I am El Shaddai. And so what I did, because each one of us knows what it takes, after all the Bible classes, after all the services, after all the worship sessions, I would get conference videos and do a marathon, one after another. It's like, if this is the truth, I want to submerge myself in it, one after another. For an hour, I'd sit on a couch and just watch a conference, whether anyone was there or not. Sometimes some brothers and sisters would show up, watch with me, they'd get, it's like, man, that's too much, dude. You're like, you've lost it. No, I didn't lose. I was like, if this is it, I want all of it. I want to walk in this. I don't want to just believe in the form of hope. And so one would end, I'd pop in another one. I mean, it's like hearing, and what it's doing, it's creating an environment, because the environment that we have been used to was among the dead, in death. That is the environment that we have been used to. All of our existence before we were alive by Christ. An environment that governed us, that told us what was and what wasn't. And it's like, Raymond said it, we, it's not a, okay, oh my gosh, so he's telling me now I have to, oh gosh, I don't think I can do that. No, don't do that. That's what I'm saying. Each one of us knows whatever it takes. And if you become religious in doing it, then the Spirit of God will make sure you don't stay religious. But it's like, I want it. I would pray, God, it's like, don't let me sleep. Awake my heart to the truth. And I mean prayers, real prayers. It's like, you save me in a real way. I want to know this real salvation. I want to know this purpose, why you save me. If my prayers, if you have to take a cold bucket of ice water, full of ice, flush it, throw it on my face to wake me up, do it. I don't want to waste any time. I don't want to waste any more time. I was called with purpose. I want to serve that purpose. I don't want to go 40 years just to go 40 years and walk in my own ignorance. And so that's why I did all those things. After Bible school, I would read. I would read every day. Just read, not even study, not even search, but just read. Read to read, you know? But what am I doing? I'm presenting the scripture before the Spirit of God so he can just refresh my heart with the testimony of Christ. And like when I would go faithfully for a week, you know, like steadily reading, maybe a little portion every day, either in the morning or in the evening, I could tell, wow, it's like, you know, the scales shift from my mind to more his mind. Wow, yeah, it's like I'm thinking about heavenly things at least. Where before I'm thinking about, man, I need to pay my bills. I need to pay my, you know, my cell phone bill, which we need to do anyway. But we're not bound to that. We live in this world, but we're not of it. And so, and I would be reading and I would notice, man, if I didn't read, then it's like, oh my gosh, I'd start getting almost like drowning like Peter. You know, and it was like, oh my gosh, forgive me. And I start reading up again. And so is it me really holding me? No, it's not me holding me. It's the Spirit of God taking what I'm presenting to Him, using it to create an environment for the testimony. And now, I'll tell you this, I don't read my Bible every day. I don't. But I'm not feeling like I'm drowning either. At some point, the scales did tip. They did. And I'll say, when I do read, it's like, oh my gosh, I can't even read a sentence, and you're already speaking to my heart. Because the environment continues to be created, an environment that is conducive to hearing the voice of the testimony with purpose, so that my heart can turn and see the voice. Was that what you were talking about?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
No, yeah,
I think
that's definitely...
But it's not, and I don't say, oh man, well now Jimmy just laid it on and said, we gotta start reading the Bible every day. No, that's not it.
But that is very true. I mean, there is, like, you know, I always talk about the scale. I kind of saw myself. The scale that you put it on, there is a tipping point. You know, there is a time where it is your life. You know, this is my life. You know, I mean, Thea knows that I don't read the Bible. I mean, I don't read the Bible every day. I do read the Bible, but I don't read it every day. But I do know that, you know, it's a constant life. I mean, because he is the Word. I mean, he is the Word, and that's the one that lives, you know, and it is you read something and it's right there. I mean, don't you rather read just something small, like if it's one sentence, and see him, then read the whole Bible three times and don't see nothing? I mean, it's just, but that's what he does. That is him. And it is him. And that's, and he's done that. And that's what he does. And I still remember the best advice that I got probably in life. Well, and I still remember, because it was at Whataburger. I still remember it was a Whataburger, and it was those times where I started hearing something, you know, Pastor Randy. I started hearing something, and I met with him, and I'm like, "What is it that I gotta do? What is it that I gotta do? What is it?" And he just said, "Just ask the Spirit, as the Holy Spirit, to guide you to the truth." You know. That is it. Ask the Spirit of our Father, to guide you to the truth. And I'm like, and that's it. He's like, and that's it. That's all you do. Just do that. And that was like the best advice ever. Because, I mean, that's all. And I still, up to this point, Holy Spirit, guide me to the truth. Let me see the truth. Let me see the one. Let me know the one that lives in me. Who is he? I still ask every single, who is he that lives in me? Who is this life? Who is it? Who is this life? And you know what? And in that, it's not like I'm getting an answer. He is this. You know, he is that. You know, but in seeing, you know, and reading and seeing, it's like you see him. You know, it becomes your life. It does become your life. You know, it does. And it's not, you know, it's very, what is it? It's very, it's a lot of freedom in that. It's a lot of freedom in that, that you don't have to. It's a lot of freedom that, but how is that? Well, just like I just explained it, just like that. You know, Holy Spirit, just guide me to the truth. Just let me see the truth. You know, just... You know,
And when I do pray, and when I do pray for, I pray for Viva to see the truth, you know. And I pray for Raymond to see the truth. I pray, you know, and, you know, Father, I pray that Jessica will see the truth. You know, because that's, anything else falls short. I mean, anything else than that is falls short. So why, you know, why ask for anything less? You know, God help me with this. That's less than him. Anything is less, you know. And help me with this, help me with that, help me with this. All that is just less.
And he will. He will do those things.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
He doesn't want us to settle for less.
Yeah, exactly.
I want to share. The Spirit keeps bringing verses to my head, and I'm like, okay, if I don't start, I'm going to, like, forget what's coming to me. Okay, so what really spoke to me was when you were talking about how the Israelites were under Pharaoh and death was life to them. And pretty much this walk, this 100 year maybe that we have on this earth, it's all death. Like there's nothing, there's no life here. And I guess what really, like, the light bulb turned on was, trying to get it all out, is, it's death. It's death. And that Pharaoh isn't really there. It's just what governs death. It's what governs the land. And you can really get stuck there. Even though the truth in life is living constantly, when the tent is towards here, the la-la land, I guess how you would say, it's death, and it's almost as if, it's like when you walk into a city and they have different laws, because you're there, you have to follow them. So if your view is towards the land of the dead, you have to follow, you have to surrender, you have to submit to Pharaoh or the law of the land, which is death. And the scripture that comes to my head is the wages of sin is death. That's the automatic.
Yeah.
It's just death. Like there's no life. Here, there's no hope, there's depression, there's anxiety, it's just death. Like, it's all bubbled up and wrapped up in death. And, but there's the other, you know, there's the opposite of, when you serve Pharaoh, you're serving to be in, it's the automatic is bondage and death. But serving the Lord, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's freedom. It's the complete opposite. You're still serving, but there's two different outcomes. And what else came to mind? David said this when he was saying, as I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, valleys are low, it's below. I will not fear. For thou art with me. And that kind of links with the word is a lamp to my feet, and, you know, he directs my path. And in a, as I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, that's us walking in this, walking, right, moving, there's action in this realm, reality of death that's just inevitable. As I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, it's dark, I can't see, it's below. But he is a lamp to my feet. I will not fear, for thou art with me. And that kind of links me to the song that was sung, light a fire in me, light a fire in me. And it's not for me, it's I need this to see where I'm going. Like, it's death here. Like, I need this... let your fire in me burn bright, because I need to see where you're at. I need to see, just like the Israelites, like the cloud of fire. Like if the cloud moves, they move. Like I need this lamp to be lit all the time, because we're in the valley of the shadow of death. The last thing was Abraham giving Lot the option, like, pick, you know. And I just hear, I don't know who said this, but choose today who you will serve. And I just hear the Spirit just scream that. Choose today who you will serve. Are you going to serve Pharaoh? Are you going to be here and serve because it's automatic? Or you're just going to come into what's already there, you know? And that's...
I think, I mean, I don't know if this makes any sense, the same kind of thing, but when I went to therapy and stuff, and, you know, or reading a lot of the books on, like, addiction, you know, they do mention that. It's like, when you are... When you've done something for so long... And like that's all you know, or how they say, like, shame, when you feel shame, shame isn't you did bad, shame is you are bad. That's what shame is. And so when you constantly are in that, and then when you try to do, you know, it's hard to do another switch of something you've known forever. And now you're going to another route that your brain, again, like I felt, like, what are you doing? Like, this is what we do.
We're trained.
Like, this is, why are you trying to go cold turkey and, like, make us change? Like, this is not, or how you say, like, when we're stepping into something the Lord, all hell breaks loose. You know, sure, there is some sort of, you know, negative energy that is like, you know, doesn't want us to let us go in that sense. And, but for me, at least, and I see it like this, I don't know, like seeing the reality of the Lord is like almost like this promised land. Like, I kind of just see it like this promised land, and like, man, I am there, but I want to be there. Like, where I know that I am, I want to comprehend that. I want to, whatever that is, I know that's there. I want to be there. And, but what I'm saying is, like, it's going to take some work, and it's going to be hard in that sense for us to make that change of, you know what? Yes, this is all I know. Yes, this is automatic of, you know, but I'm going to choose a day to serve the Lord, even though I don't feel like it, even though this is what I feel like, you know, how I said in the book, The School of Christ, it's like, yes, this is how I feel, yes, this, but I am choosing to go after and press on and towards the mark, right? The high calling, which is like where we are, and, to, you know, where, when I was kind of going, you know, in therapy, they kind of just say, you know, you're like this for so long, it's going to take some work to get to that place, I guess, of where you want to be. And it's, and again, are we, you know, in the way we know, in the way the Lord is allowing for us, are we making those times to know where we are? You know, yeah, of course, you know, it's like, I don't want to make the excuse of, well, I don't need to read every day. Like, you know, that kind of excuse, like, well, I don't need, you know, of course, like, but there is a time for it. I guess there is a time for everybody to maybe do that at one point in their life or whatever it may be, fast or whatever the situation may be. But it's just like, are we going towards that? Now, are we going towards that mark? Or do we wonder why we let life speak more louder than truth? And it's like, well, of course it's speaking more louder. Where are we focused on? you know, are we just focused on here because it's like, well, this is who I am, you know, this is all I know, like, it's just natural, and it's like always making that excuse, or are we going to actually do some work in that sense to, yes, this death is going to always pull me down in that sense, but I'm going to keep going towards that mark, and I want to know my life, like, I want to know this. And I need to have some sort of, I don't know, like, I don't want it to sound like a will in that sense, but it's like there needs to be a will for us to pursue the Lord, or we're never going to know that. How, like, that's the thing that I'm kind of just going through. I'm like, how are we going to know this if we don't make time? If we don't, I mean, again, like, to read, how are we, you know, like, the Bible, I mean, it's a testimony of Him. And if we're reading about Him, we're reading about our lives. And, you know, since it's not the rule book, it's not this is moral code book or whatever, and like, this is what the Bible says, mm-hmm. So I'm going to do it. But if we're reading the Bible, we're reading life. We're reading Him. You know, how are we going to know about Him, who is our life, if we do not take the time, whatever that is, 5 minutes, 10 hours, whatever, the, you know, whatever it is. But that's just kind of what I got from that. It's like, how are we gonna know that?
I want to mention something because, and please, from what I say right now, please present it to the Spirit of God. But just from what I'm hearing, what I've heard, and there's two emphases going on. How do you know it? Grammatically correct.
Yeah, emphasis.
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 Emphasis. Going on. Okay. Remember one of the times that I came? I can't remember if it was the first or second time, and I was sharing, and you asked me a question, and you said, and I can't remember when you asked it. I don't know if it was after I shared or at some time, like after we dispersed or whatever, but it was like, you asked, do you believe that we can walk in this? It was something that I said. Do you remember? Do you believe we can actually walk in this?
I think it was, do you think we'll ever, like,
obtain
it? In that, like, do you think yeah. we'll always be
struggling?
Yeah. Or we always are, will we, or will the scales tip one day?
And I said, yes.
Yeah.
I said, yes, it is. This is not a false hope. This is not a false expectation. Even as the Lord revealed Himself as El Shaddai, so that Abraham could walk before the face of the Almighty and see perfection as God sees perfection, walk in the light of His countenance. Yes, it's in the testimony. It is for us. That's one of the things that I was thinking of. Yes, this is so. This is true. Everything that our hearts have been stirring has been unto that we would actually walk in the truth. The other thing is when you started, and I forgot to mention it until you mentioned it again, when you started with the worship, with the song, you know, this flame or the fire in me, and you said, well, really, so we can, and it was like, no, she's singing it correctly because there is the light of the testimony. Let there be the light of the testimony, because God created, I can't remember what day it was, the greater light to rule by day, the lesser light to rule by night, and the stars as well in the heavens. That's the light of the testimony, that there may be the light of the testimony that will guide our feet, that are a lamp unto our feet, a light unto our path, that the Spirit of God will use to direct our heart unto the true light of the world, who Christ Himself is. So there is a prayer there. I believe I'm hearing it, even with what I shared, and then re-listening to it and hearing this from the song, there is a cry of, I believe, the Spirit of God for the light of the testimony for that very thing. And is it, even as I told you, that I didn't, when I began seeing Christ in the scriptures, it was with purpose. I didn't know that purpose at the time. But I'm telling you, it's with purpose to see the true light of the world. Because Peter said this, you do well to take heed as unto a light, that's the light of the testimony that shines in a dark place. That's your heart. Whatever your heart is submitted unto. At that time, submitted unto the dark place, the mind, the natural mind of Adam. But he says this, he says it with hope, with true expectation, true hope, a true expectation, a God-given hope. I will give you a hope, I will give you an expectation, until the day dawn, the day star. This is when he says, when God says, let there be light, arise in your heart. Until that day dawn, where Jesus said, in that day, you will know I am in my Father. You are in me, and I am in you. And you begin to walk in the light as he is in the light. And the last thing that I've just been hearing, there is like an urgency, and I don't even know if that's the right word. Okay. I'll just present the question. Do you want to wander around for 40 years? Mm-hmm. Or do you want to walk in the light? Or do you want to walk in truth? You can do whatever you want. Mm-hmm. The Spirit of God.
Even when you ask that question, where do you want to see it? It was already revealed to me that this is all death. It's all darkness. So what's the point of seeing it here if there's no light?
Yeah.
So when you ask that question, where do you want to see it? My initial answer was, I want to see it with the eyes of my heart.
Yeah.
Because I already knew that there was no hope to see it here.
And that's it. And that's it. And that's it.
I just picture like this life, it's all dark, but we all have our little lamps and you can see like a dull little light and you're like, oh my God, what's that over there? And you get close and you're like, he has a lamp too.
Yes.
And we'll camp together.
Yes.
And then fellowship, and then we'll go on our way. You're in the dark completely, but you have your lamp, and that's all you got. And then you'll see another little glimpse of the light, and you know how they say you're drawn to the light.
And that is encouraging one another.
I also want to add how you were saying your path. Remember, why did he say our hands, our mouth, our eyes? No. Our walk, our path.
There is a destination to go to. We're not just, it's just not, he's just not saying lap to our, or pat to our feet just to say feet.
Yeah. No, it's all in purpose.
Or even to say that I have the light in me so other people can see, like, no, I need this so I can see where I'm going.
Yes.
Like, this is, there's purpose here.
Yes.
You know.
And as even, I mean, Jesus said, you know, you are the light of the world. Well, the only light, just like John the Baptist, the only light we have is the light of the testimony of him that we bear. That is it.
It doesn't come from us.
Exactly. And as we're beholding him, that testimony shines brighter and others are drawn to that. They will be drawn. I was drawn. You were drawn. Others you know are being drawn, and it's like, wow, they really want to hear about the real Jesus. You know? And just thank you for that. Yes, it's to walk in the light. It's using the light. And so, Tony, would you just pray along those lines? I just with everybody speaking, I just believe God wants to do something in our hearts. Here, well, especially this fellowship right here, in regard to that, you know, to actually walk in the truth, walk in the light, and that the Spirit of God would just provide everything necessary and give us ideas on what we can do by his ability to get there and not waste time. You know, I mean, what are we really in it for?
Yeah.
We might as well run after him. We only get one shot. to make a candle. Can you just pray?
Father, God, I just want to thank you, Father. Just thank you for our Lord Jesus Christ. Just thank you, Father. You know, and you know, I see us just alert. You know, I see us alert. You know, I see us right now at this point, like a bucket of cold water. You know, and just kind of alert and see it. You know, and just seeing, you know, just seeing you and in more detail, in a more detailed way, and seeing you in a more refined way, and you know, and that being drawn to that, and just being drawn to that, you know, to that face, to that more detail, to more refined, more refined. And I see us just kind of like, man, who are you? You know, wow, who are you? And I see us, we want you. We want to know you. We want you. Who are you? We ask, Father, that through your Holy Spirit, Father, you know, through your holy, beautiful Spirit, to guide us to that truth that is Jesus Christ, our life, our everything. You know, and just leave everything else behind, you know, and leave everything else behind. You know, recognize, you know, and just kind of recognize that at a minimum, recognize that is death, you know, that is nothing, that is death, and we don't want that, you know, at a minimum, you know, for us to say, you know what, all of that, I don't want, I'm not going after none of that, you know. For we can see you, you know, we can see you, and we want you, and you know, that's what we want, you know, those hearts to be turned to see you, you know, that, you know, and it's just becoming more clear and more clear, and where we stand, you know, that we are not standing. You know, we're not in sand like sometimes we think we are. You know, like sometimes we think that we are just kind of, you know, going deep and drowning, and we're not there. You know, we are standing on a rock that is Jesus, you know, our life that we stand. You know, that's where we stand. That's in seeing you and seeing more detailed and more refined you. Oh, that's where I stand, because that's who you are. You know, you are that rock. You know, you're not the sand that I feel that I am sometimes. That's not who you are. You know, that's not who you are. You know, you are solid. Oh, you are so solid. You know, you don't move. You don't move. You know, you're solid. Oh, just, Father, you know, we ask, Father, that through your Holy Spirit, you guide us to that truth that is Jesus Christ, our life, our everything. You know, that everything was created for you. And everything, you don't lack anything, and you are complete. You know, we can see that. You know, we can see you and say, wow, you're complete. Oh, you're complete. You don't lack anything. And that's the life that I have now. That is the life that lives. That's where I stand. That's where I am. I am with you, sitting at the right hand of my Father, because we are one. That's where we stand. That's where we are. You know, and that's in you. That's in seeing you and seeing you clear and refined. Oh, that's what we want. You know, whatever, however you take individually, however you take us, however you move inside of us, you know, however it is. Oh, but let it be you. Let it be you. For we don't want nothing else, because everything else is less. But we don't want that. We don't want that. We don't want nothing else. We just want you. Let me see where I stand. Let me see that life that lives in me. Let me see that. Holy Spirit, guide me to that truth. Oh, guide me to that truth. Let me see the life that lives in me. Let me see the life. Let us see that. Let us see that, Father. Oh, we're asking here together. You know, we're asking here together. You know, let us see. You know, let us see where we are. You know, let us see that we already one with you. You know, let us see that we already one. We are one with you because of your Son, Jesus. Let us see that. Let us see how we don't lack anything. You know, let us see that. Let us see that how there is no condemnation. There is no condemnation. Because we are in you, Lord Jesus. There is no, it's impossible. It is impossible. It is impossible. It's impossible to be condemned. It is impossible. For we are in you, Lord Jesus. It is impossible to lack. It is impossible. What are we saying? Of course we don't lack anything. It is impossible. You know, it is impossible. You know, and just saying that, you know, and just saying that, that is impossible. And just saying that, man, I see us just lifted, being lifted up. Just being lifted up, you know, in that ego, and just leave it, just saying that, and that, just declaring it. Right now, I just feel that, wow, you know, we are being lifted up. And just saying that, and just saying, it's impossible. It is impossible to lack. You know, it is impossible to be condemned. It is impossible. You know, it is impossible to be unfaithful because you're faithful. You know, it is impossible. How can it be? You know, and just, man, it's just, you know, just declaring that. Declaring what it's not. Oh, you know, it's just being lifted up to see down and to see. You see all that? You see all that? You know, that's where you are not in. You know? You see all that? You see all that at the bottom? That's where you are not. You know? That's where you are not. You're not there. You are not there. You know, you are with me. And you are one with me. You don't see that. You know, just see that. See that you don't lack. You know, just see that. You know, we are one. We're one with our Father. We are one with the Lord Jesus, with the Holy Spirit. We are one. Oh, let us see that.
I hear the Spirit saying that the Father's eyes are like fire because He sees the Son, and the Son is light. So that's why the Father's eyes are made of fire, because just seeing the Son. When that light is inside of us. That's what he's seeing. And also the three teenagers who were sent to the furnace. The Lord was there with them because he's fire. So when you feel like you're in the fire, that the Father sees you in the fire, and he sees another